FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
And we're going to talk fetishes very soon if you've got one. 133353. We want to have you ready to go for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, get on Facebook and give us a message if you've got a fetish. Tom and Ollie.
Nice.
That'd be helpful. But Tom, I mean, it's been such a ripper show so far. And I'm feeling...
Has it? I'm not feeling very funny tonight.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm feeling confident. And so I thought...
Heaps of positive feedback coming through on the Facebook.
Did the hate message get to you?
You
read out Grant's message, the hate mail on the air.
I hate people who send in hate mail. It's like, just shut up.
Well,
radio's free. This is free.
I hope Grant's happy because it's got to Tom.
Yeah.
He's almost in tears now.
Derailed the show.
You're almost in tears. I'm actually loving life to the point where I am confident enough to try a new game. A brand new game.
Okay.
It's a naughty game.
All right.
At least it might be naughty. It could go a few different ways. But 133353. Hang on. Yeah.
You just need someone on the phone now, don't
you?
Yeah,
I do.
You just need anyone on the phone right now.
The game is called...
No, don't say the name.
Oh, what? Okay.
Don't say the name.
Okay, look, 133353. There is a prize up for grabs. We're going to choose one lucky contestant to play this brand new game. You're a guinea pig, but I can guarantee a prize.
Mm.
You guinea pig. get involved, 133353.
You with Dom and Ollie on Triple M. Live music now. It's live music on Triple M. That's Talking Heads with Psycho Killer. We want to know what your fetishes are tonight as we discuss them, because it's after 9 o'clock and we play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, fetish chat not too far away, Tom. But before that, we're going to play a brand new game in Naughty After Nine. I think it's going to be a hit. You might say it's familiar. I say it's brand new. It's called Truth or Challenge.
Hang on.
And I'm your host, Grant Denyer, and welcome to Truth or Challenge.
Truth or Challenge?
That's right, Tom.
No, that sounds like Truth or Dare.
No, there's two binary options, Truth or Challenge.
It sounds like the truth from Truth or Dare, and Challenge is another word for Dare.
No, it's a brand new game, Tom. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're... And I'm your host, Oliver Morris. Call me Ollie for the show branding. And this is Truth or Challenge. How it works is 133353 is our number. You call up. If you get on the show, if you're in the hot seat, in the hot spot, you have already won the prize.
Oh.
Triple M prize pack. As I said, it's a bit of a guinea pig game, this one. You could say a guinea prize pig. Because you win a prize, but it is a trial game. How it works is, I guess, not dissimilar to Truth or Dare, but Truth or Challenge involves you making a choice as a contestant to choose truth, as in tell us the truth thing, or challenge. They're both true, though. They're both correct answers.
Okay.
Now, our contestant tonight is Diana. Good evening, Diana.
Hello.
Welcome to Truth or Challenge.
Thanks.
Now,
sounds a lot like Family Feud. Why does it sound so much like Family Feud?
Yeah, well, because I think you've searched Family Feud in this system. Diana, you're our first contestant. Now, this is the first time I've done this, Diana. So thank you for being so confident and putting your trust in me.
Yeah, look, I don't know what you're going to give me, but let's give it a shot.
Now, you're aware that Truth or Dare, if you choose...
Truth or Challenge isn't the name of that
game. It's called Truth or Challenge. Diana, if you say truth, I asked you a question, and you must you simply must answer. You must answer truthfully.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
As owner of the dump button and owner of the radio codes that we have to abide by, Diana, are you sure you consent to doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only halfway through explaining. If you choose challenge, Diana, if you choose challenge, I will offer you a dare of sorts, but nay, a challenge, and you must perform it.
Cool.
Okay. Diana, the choice is over to you now. Do you choose truth or challenge?
I'm going to go with challenge.
Challenge.
For the challenge element, what I should have done.
Hang on, no.
I should have asked, where are you right now? What's your current situation?
Sitting on my bed.
You're on your bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you expecting? A public place?
Yes.
Who's listening to the radio in a public place?
No, mate. No, this is exactly what I hoped for.
Oh, this is...
This is exactly...
Oh, my God.
This is exactly what I've hoped for.
Oh, my God.
Diana, your your challenge. Do you live at home on your own?
No.
Who lives with you?
My partner.
Is he home?
Yeah.
Okay, what I need you to do...
Heteronormative.
Your challenge... Is he or she at home? It's a he. I need you to get under your bed. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I can try.
You need to get under your bed. And from under your bed, you need to yell out, "Honey, help, I'm under the bed." Like, you need to yell out to him, "Honey, help me, I'm under the bed."
Okay, but what if he's next to me on the bed?
just do it.
Okay, all right.
Just do it.
Give me a sec.
This is the worst.
Just so you know, I'm like getting pretty serious about this. I've just taken off my dressing gown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Naughty afternoon.
So, this is great. This isn't...
Yeah. I'm getting under the bed now.
This is the worst radio.
Okay. And as I said, you got to yell out, "Honey, help, I'm under the bed."
Honey, help, I'm under the bed.
What are you doing under the bed?
That was the best outcome we could have hoped for. Diana, you are the first contestant for Truth or Challenge. You've taken home a Triple M prize pack.
Woohoo!
Oh, God, I'm feeling hot under the collar. Thinking on my feet here, Tom.
Diana, I'm glad you're a good talent, because otherwise that would have been a massive flop, mate.
Hey, just a quick question. Can I get out from under the bed?
Yes, you can. Congratulations. You're free from the bed. I did think there'd be someone like in their car, and that'd be a bit more
You want
dynamic.
More players?
We'll do one more. Okay. It's such a hit.
1-3-3-5-3 with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Foo Fighters with Wheels. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We get naughty after nine, so we're going to discuss fetishes very soon. It's in probably about 5 to 10 minutes' time.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
If you're looking for underprepared games, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to a brand new game for Naughty After Nine. Mm. Tom, it's a debut for this one.
It's Truth or Dare.
It's called Truth or Challenge.
It just sounds a lot like Truth or Dare.
We'll get some adequate audio put together for this game, I think, because it'll return. Already a huge hit before.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, Diana was great. She got dared to go under a challenge.
It was the...
To go under her bed and...
Such a...
Anyway, look, how it works is if you get involved in 1-3-3-5-3 and play Truth or Challenge, you've already won a prize. And that's the case for Nick. Good evening, Nick.
How are we doing, Tom and Ollie?
Good, mate. Now, whereabouts are you right now?
I am walking down the aisles of Coles aimlessly.
Wow. Okay. This is interesting. I'm going to pose...
What did you go to Coles for, Nick?
I can't really remember. I started listening to you guys halfway through, and now I've been on the line for a while, so I'm kind of just wandering, seeing what I like.
Yeah. Okay,
I'd go some connoisseur cookies and cream for sure.
Nick, I'm going to ask you the first and pivotal question, which will set the course for this segment, and that is, do you choose truth or challenge?
I'm going to go with challenge.
Challenge has been set. Ollie doesn't have a challenge.
No, I do have a challenge. I'm interested that so far it's 2 from 2 with challenges.
Hmm.
Nick, of course, you are at Coles, and I'm going to have to leverage that.
Don't do the yelling out thing.
Mate, it's radio.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. It's so base. No. It's like, have you put any thought into this game?
Okay, let's get him to do some push-ups, shall we? That'd be funny.
No, that wouldn't be funny either.
Have you got a better idea?
I would have said, go up to someone and say, hey, how many grapes am I allowed to eat at the grape?
No, Nick, what you're going to do is, this is classic.
No,
you're going to yell out, Nick.
Oh, my God.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
Okay, that's pretty funny.
And to get the prize, you do need to yell.
Oh,
okay, so right. Maybe we get the phone on speakerphone so we can hear
this is so...
How loud are we going for? Like full 10 out of 10?
As loud as you can
go. No, you can't
say that. As
loud
as you can reasonably go, you think we'll get attention, but won't get you
arrested.
A criminal record.
Okay, perfect. Here we go. For God's sake, where are the condoms?
Dun, 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 dun. Nick, congratulations. You've won yourself a Triple M prize pack.
I went to 11 there accidentally. I don't know how that happened.
That was really quite impressive. Did you get some looks?
Yeah, like people are coming over to me now, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, good luck finding those condoms, mate. Hopefully you can buy a 12-pack of whatever size you need. And congratulations on playing for the second time. Truth or Challenge, what a success.
Oh, my God.
Take that, Coles Radio. Triple M, infiltrating Coles.
New music here. This one's called Driving Rain by Slash and Miles Kennedy.
God, we rock and roll on this station. Pranks, pranks, pranks.
Get down, Ollie. You and Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's new music, Slash and Miles Kennedy, Driving Rain, Triple M. Tom and Ollie, if you want to let us know what you think of new music, you can head to triplem.com.au.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, whilst we're sending people to places to look at things, head to Tom and Ollie on Instagram. Because I've just posted a video, Tom, where you comprehensively crack the S-H-I-T-S's after I interrupt you. It's quite a pathetic video, but worth the watch. Tom Nolly, Instagram.
I can't believe you just made Nick scream out.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
In a shopping centre.
That was interesting, wasn't it? It was a real moment.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
That was him going to 11, you reckon?
That's pretty full on.
That's all part of Truth or Challenge. I think it's a new game we play whenever the moment strikes.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
Hey, 133353, I want to discuss fetishes.
Sorry, if you were in Coles and you were just shopping for some food and you saw a man on his own do that.
You'd run.
You would actually be worried. You'd leave.
Yeah.
You'd change aisles.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy your ramen. You'd go and buy some yogurt.
Your ramen?
Yeah. You know, like your dry noodles. You wouldn't buy your pack. I don't know. What's wrong? I don't buy ramen. I don't know what that is.
Hey, 133353. Give us a call if you have a fetish. If you have a fetish, we want to discuss them now. Up next, we're going to talk to Ryan, whose fetish is domination. Ooh. He's going to detail all about that fetish. But if you've got one, 133353, jump on that phone. We have questions. That's what we do. You read Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. How's your Tuesday night? Is it cracking? I hope it is. Running down a dream. Triple M, Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Look, we have questions.
That's speaking about Tom Petty, Tom, I mean, check out Facebook or Instagram, Tom and Ollie, because there is never will you see a more petty man than a video up there of Tom Bainbridge cracking the S-H-I-T-S, and you restart a song not once, not twice, but four times because you're that petty and that upset. So check it out, Tom and Ollie on Instagram.
Do you want me to restart the song again?
No, mate. You better. There's no need for that kind of behaviour. What? You're that upset?
I'm not going to do it. We're talking fetishes now. 133353. If you've got a fetish, we'd love to chat with you. We have questions. Fetishes are an interesting thing. I find that I reckon that everyone's got a fetish, yet not everyone gets to experience their fetish in real life, IRL.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not particularly.
You don't have any fetish.
I'm not adept at the fetish.
You've got nothing. You've got nothing where you go, you know what? That.
I find characters sexy. I find the whole naughty nurse, naughty whatever it is. That
so uniforms?
Uniforms, is that a fetish?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I would also say that you have I'm not going to say the acronym that was made famous by American Pie, but I will say an older lady fetish.
Ah, why don't you say MILF?
Oh, how dare you?
Mate, MILF's a compliment.
Ryan on 133353, your fetish is with domination.
G'day, indeed it is, yeah. It's a bit of fun.
What do you think it is about domination?
Multiple different things. Mainly it's the release, I would say, probably. So around, you know, being able to surrender yourself into someone else's control and let them have their way. Or be able to return the favor as well. It's all about, you know, consent is key, everybody, in case anyone's listening.
Yeah, true.
So domination, do you like both sides of it or do you prefer one?
Definitely one side. Straight up, I'm gay. And so being able to be a good bottom is a good part of it. So, yeah.
And so that means you're a submissive, you get dominated?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually having a conversation with a mate recently that was, it's a bit of a weird one within the kind of BDSM sphere. There's obviously main kind of dominance and submissive, where one person's really, you know, the dominant sort of person. But I'd probably describe myself as a bit of a dominant submissive, where you know exactly how you want to be used, and it's up to someone to give it to you.
Okay, yeah. So you're kind of going, no, don't dominate me like that. Yeah. Dominate me like this.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you got to hold the reins a little bit for someone else, but you know they got to give it to you.
Boss me around, not like that, you idiot.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it takes the flavour out, but it's worth it.
So, Ryan, if you go with a partner that, you know, it doesn't do that or, you know, you just don't reach that point, do you find that a bit underwhelming? You know, do you get a bit acclimatised to BDSM?
With anything that includes BDSM, it's all about the conversation. It's all about being able to understand what you're going into beforehand. It's something that's particularly, you know, if there's any sort of gear involved with it or any sort of toys or anything like that, you've got to have a prior conversation. It's all about, again, that consent about understanding what you're going into. But, when it is, and, you know, if someone's not going to have that conversation with you, then you don't necessarily have to, and you can just have good old fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Good old vanilla sex, my favourite.
Yeah, boring. Alice on 133353.
Vanilla's a great flavour, man.
Yeah, sure. If, you know, but it's good to get cookies and cream every now and then. Alice on 133353. What's your kink? What's your fetish?
I actually like being choked.
Ah, now this is a pretty common one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, part of being a submissive and having things being done to me, one of my favourite things is being choked, which is a little bit different to breath play.
What's that? Breath play.
That's
what you said?
So, yeah, breath play is when you have your partner make you stop breathing.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
And you can add it in with the choking, but it doesn't necessarily mean it can be both. And I prefer the choking, but still being able to breathe. Mm. So obviously the windpipe is not being crushed in any way. But just having a belt or a hand with a light strangle around the side of my neck feels really sexy. Yeah.
And Alice, how often are you doing this, do you think?
Is it every session? I try to encourage my partners to do that at every session because it helps me reach my orgasm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have multiple partners who do that really well. So I choose to play with them rather than people who don't know how to choke me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Some positions it's actually pretty hard to reach as well, isn't it? It's like it's not always available or reachable.
How far away are you from your partner?
Yeah, good point.
Alice is...
I'm pretty big.
We're talking fetish. Shut the hell up, mate. We're talking fetishes on 133353. If you've got a fetish or a kink, give us a call. Alice, do you... I forgot my question.
We also use the traffic light system when
that?
We're playing. So, obviously, if I say orange... something doesn't feel right, but don't stop completely. Mm-hmm. So if the choking is too much or the position feels a bit awkward or they've pulled my hair the wrong way, I can say orange.
How do you communicate this traffic light system?
Well, obviously orange and red is probably the main colours that I would use during foreplay or sex. To say red, definitely stop.
Yeah.
And then instead of yelling out, stop, please stop, when sometimes you kind of incorporate that in your play.
Yeah, well, it's always good to have a safe word and to make sure that you protect yourself in any type of fetish or kink. Alice, thank you so much for sharing with us. 133353. If you have a fetish or kink, give us a call. And always play safe as well.
My safe word is Tom Bainbridge, because we're having sex. Me and Sarah just stop completely when that happens. It's a great killjoy.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're talking fetishes on 133353.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
Oh, jeez. So give us a call if you've got yourself a fetish.
Tom, I've thought about it. I'm not vanilla. I have got a fetish.
What is that?
Boobs.
I don't think that's a fetish.
Oh. Mate, the way that I love boobs is a fetish.
Rod from the Sunshine Coast likes feet.
Leave me hanging.
Loves sneakers without socks.
Sneakers? Isn't that a fashion tip?
I love sneakers without socks and shorts with a t-shirt.
Likes boat shoes on a yacht.
133353. You got a kink? You got a fetish? We have questions. That's all we do. We're friendly, though. You're with Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Boobs.
Santa Monica, Everclear, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Yeah, that's fine, mate. I'll give you a lift home. Jeez, mate, I go out of my way.
I didn't ask.
To just give you a lift home.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Can't come inside, though.
I get your kink, your fetish, is probably driving in my brand new Subaru XV. That's a pretty good kink. That's a pretty good fetish.
Sure is. Make a mess of it.
And I did say fetish. 133353. What is your kink? What is your fetish? I've tried a lot.
You've tried a lot of fetishes?
Tried a lot, yeah.
And
I'm one of those person.
None landed?
Nah, there's quite a few that have landed. I'm one of those person who
people?
Whatever. Who likes to try. Because why not?
I'm one of those person who doesn't really do many fetishes or fetishes. I'm a people who, for a fetish for me, is not great best. Have you got a fetish for swallowing dictionaries? Because you probably should.
Well.
That's a dictionary. There was a scenario in the end there.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, mate. What's your fetish?
I'm being very mindful of my words, so bear with me.
Okay, hang on, let me play content warning.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Can't remember if we played it or not, so I just thought I'd play it again.
Double warning, Danielle.
More now. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm 39, and I've never been brought to orgasm with a partner, with a man.
Okay.
And the thing that gets me, you know, most aroused, and it's not that unusual, but I love it so much that I feel it's a bit of a fetish, and that's, you know, giving oral. So, I mean, if I could wake up every morning and, you know, please a partner like that, I would take that over intercourse any time of the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it about giving oral that gets you off so much?
I don't really know, but I'm thinking there's probably some sort of Freudian psychological power trip, perhaps. I don't know, but it's seeing your partner or the person that you're with, you know, so in the moment and so just, you know, engulfed in just pleasure, and then, you know, obviously finishing and
you could be stuck in Piaget's oral stage, which is a different educational theory from Freud's, but Piaget does say there are stages, anal stage. Well, babies grow up and they have different fascinations.
Yeah, right.
For a while, they love sucking on their thumb because it's the oral stage. Then they like to play with their bottom and their poo becomes fascinating.
Oh,
it's
wow.
The anal stage. But Danielle, do you have a long-term partner?
I don't, no.
You don't? Yeah.
So right. I'm struggling.
How do you find how do you fulfill this desire? Are you just finding, you know, are you doing random hookups or are you just kind of going?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, sweet.
Pretty much. I mean, I've got a lot of sort of long-term exes and long-term friends who, you know, we get together and it's all very casual and very nice. And
can you orgasm alone? Like, you know, just.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Just like that.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting one. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Danielle. Let's head over to Rod on 133353. What's your fetish? What's your kink, Rod?
I like it when men wear their sneakers without any socks.
Ah, you're the person who commented on our Instagram who said you like sneakers without any socks.
Yes.
Yeah, Rod, thanks for the message. Well, thanks for also getting in touch. Why is that, you know, sexy, do you think, for you?
I don't know, just the way it looks and the way it feels.
Shoes and no socks. Anything else?
Not really.
Yeah, nice. And thank you very much for sharing, Rod. 133353. Have you got yourself a fetish? Have you got yourself a kink? Give us a call.
Rod would love being on a yacht, wouldn't he? With an open shirt.
The boat shoes.
Boat shoes, no socks.
Totally.
He'd love a Calvin Klein photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Get around it.
As would you.
Well, don't say what I'd like and what I wouldn't. Oh, okay. Your last chance to get involved here. 133353. Don't put words in my mouth. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Penis.
Walls, flowers, Triple M. Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Tuesday night.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're talking your fetishes, your kinks. 133353, your last chance to get involved.
Yeah, we'll try and get to your calls pretty quickly, but just before we do that, on Facebook, Anon has messaged in. Anon said, here's a fetish for you, not mine, but a friend. I used to be an escort, and I had a client who would drink the pee of the girl that he was with. Oh. So Tom, you might be interested in that one. Bit of pee-pee?
The GS, the golden shower.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Don't
mind it.
Sure.
Is what I'm reading.
Sure.
I mean, we know that you do.
Oh, but, well, nobody's ever said that.
Partial to a bit of pee-pee.
Since when? Since when have you said it? Since when?
You told me off air. And now I'm saying it on air.
Yeah, great. I never said that.
You said it's a bit of fun. Trough.
Yeah, well, you said...
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
That wasn't me.
133353. Will, what's your kink? What's your fetish?
I like when my missus puts like a couple fingers up my ass.
Will, a couple of fingers. Wow, you're a brave man. I've tried, Will, but I find fingers is just it's a bit uncomfortable for me, but I'm glad you've found enjoyment with it.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, I used to do it, like, I kind of found out it was all right when I wanked. And and then my missus, I said to her, let's do anal, and she said, I'll do anal if like I stick something up your ass. I'm like, all right, I already like my fingers up there, so just put them up there.
You were like, sweet deal, because I already like it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So, do you ever use toys?
She sort of tried. Like, I don't really want that. That's too far, I reckon.
Right. Okay.
Why is that too far?
For me, I just wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How many fingers can you fit up there, Will, and enjoy it?
Like three, sometimes four.
Wow. Jeez. Nice.
Good on you, Will.
Well, just lots of lube.
Lots of lube.
Lots of lube is the key to anal play,
and
of course.
And lots of love as well.
And lots of love, yeah. Always play safe. Luke on 133353, what's your kink, what's your fetish?
Well, when I was much younger, my girlfriend and I liked to use a chocolate bar.
A chocolate bar? Please,
yeah, chocolate bar.
Please go on.
Well, see, the body heat melted the chocolate and became a natural lubricant.
Oh man.
Well, hang on, where's it going?
Quite deep.
In the vagina?
Yes.
Wow.
The body heat melted the chocolate. It became a natural lubricant. We usually bring her to an orgasm eventually. And then we'd have sex. Huh. And then we'd... clean up the chocolate with our tongues.
Jeez.
But wouldn't the chocolate be quite like viscous? Like, wouldn't it? I didn't think that it would be that good of a lubricant.
Talking like a Mars bar, like a sticky gooey nougat.
No, not a Mars bar. Something else. But if you hold the chocolate bar in your hand, it comes very, very fluid.
I buy that, but I'm wondering how that goes in the vagina.
Wow.
Well, afterwards, the body heat would, soften the chocolate even more,
yeah.
And it'd just drop out.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's a lot of fun. It could entertain us for about a whole afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would.
Is it a bit of a task getting it all cleaned up, though?
No. Usually after that sort of thing, we'd have a shower, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Clever.
Yep.
Nice.
You almost need is it a douche, Tom? It's a douche.
Sure.
It's a douche where you put...
Yeah.
It cleans out the an area?
Correct.
When you said LOL, is that what it stands for? Lots of lube. Like, because Mum always texts me saying, LOL, love you.
And we'll end on that. We'll see you tomorrow night.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.